Welcome to this edition of Lifeline's podcast. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it. Lifeline's podcasts are sound bites that bring God's thoughts on life to you. You will profit from listening. God bless you. Hello. How are you doing today? Do you feel you've messed up big time? Do you feel disappointed in yourself? Do you think you have let God down? Or are there times you just feel far from God? Yeah, we have felt that way at one point or the other. I have felt like that a couple of times too. Sometimes we just feel disconnected from God. Maybe we have deviated from our communion program, Bible study regimen, or we have been unfaithful in an area, missed a step, or falling flat on our faces. It could be something different for you. You just know that it's not what it used to be. What has helped me at such moments is that I have not hesitated to go back to my Heavenly Father as soon as I realized the situation. The solution is never to stay away or keep running, but to go back home. You might feel dirty or unworthy, but that is when God's love is best known. You see, one of the biggest lies the devil tries to drum into our ears is that God is mad at us or that God hates us. This is not true at all, my friend. Now think about this. The best thing that could happen to a pair of dirty hands is to caress a clean bar of soap under running water. But what if those hands feel they are too dirty to handle the soap? They would remain dirty. Don't run from the one who would make you clean again, no matter how filthy you feel. Don't run from the one who mends broken hearts when you have been emotionally shattered. Don't avoid the company of encouragers when you have slipped and fallen. Don't toss aside that great book of wisdom when you have fallen into the trap of folly. The devil has a way of making people feel continuously guilty when they have done something wrong. He wants them to hide from God like Adam did in Eden, forgetting that their sons and daughters assured of their father's unfailing love. If we keep yielding to the suggestions of the devil, he can establish in us an attitude of apathy and insensitivity to the Spirit of God, causing us to drift farther away from God. Let's always remember that it is for the messy and dirty situations that the Savior came. So when you have done wrong or your mind is messed up and you don't feel like reading the Bible or praying or even going to a church service, know that those things you are avoiding are what you need to get back on course. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That is in Matthew 11 verse 28. This call is irrespective of how you look or feel. There are no terms or conditions. Just come in faith. His arms are always wide open to hold you and cuddle you because you are his dear child. My dear friend, love would never turn you away. So come back. The Father is waiting for you. God bless you. This is God Reigns Amidare, and I'll talk to you again.